ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, and perhaps our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, today is a very auspicious day. The life of every believer, and especially that of us in South Africa and other countries celebrating Eid today. But it is a day when we cannot forget our Muslim brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, especially in Palestine and Gaza. We know the genocide that is just going on and on, becoming more severe. Masoom little children's lives are taken on a daily basis, whereas we will be celebrating Eid, and may Allah give us a joyous Eid, and may Allah accept our qurbani. Those Muslim brothers and sisters, those little children, have no food to eat. They don't have the clothing that we are wearing today. They do not know when the next bomb will just come upon them. Just a few days ago, we heard of that very sad incident of our sister, a daughter of this ummah, Dr. Ala Najjar. She had 10 children. And of the 10 children, 9 were martyred. 9 were martyred. And shortly after that, she loses her husband. He also becomes shaheed because he was also wounded in that airstrike. She is very critical in hospital, and the one surviving son is also extremely critical, just 11 years of age. It reminds us of the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that they would sacrifice not only their time and their wealth, but even their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how was it for Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his father had gone out in the path of Allah, and Bashir had no mother, and he was playing in the streets of Medina, waiting for his father's return after some time. And then the news comes that the Muslim army is returning. And Bashir was a little young boy, playing with his friends and waiting, when is my Abi going to come back? When is my Papa coming back? And he goes out with all the other children to welcome the fathers. And as the fathers come back to go and embrace the children, and Bashir looks and he searches, and he cannot find his father. And when he turns around, he sees our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innocent little words, innocent little child, looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi? O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where's my father? I don't see him. Where is he? When is he coming? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that Bashir's father had become shaheed. How is he going to break the news to the masoom little child? It was very difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do so. The child is waiting at that moment that perhaps somebody else will explain to Bashir, and then he would console him. Bashir comes from the other side. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi? Where's my father? Rasulullah breaks down in tears. He says, oh Bashir, your father has become the beloved of Allah. And Bashir radiallahu anhu begins to cry. And Rasulullah consoles him and tells him, oh Bashir, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَنْ أَكُونَ لَكَ أَبَاكَ وَأَعِيشَةُ أُمَّكَ. Are you not happy that from today I will be your father and Aisha will be your mother, radiallahu ta'ala. My respected friends and elders, we are hearing of these stories on a daily basis, and therefore today, may humble plead all of us in your ibadat, in your du'as, make very, very fervent du'as that Allah remove the conditions and Allah bring afiyat to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine and in many other parts of the world where they are suffering. Nonetheless, it is a Mubarak day, and there are so many things I would like to share with you, but I will just reiterate some beautiful and profound messages and anecdotes of a very great scholar, Dr. Sibai rahmatullahi alayhi. And he mentions that if only the people, the Muslims, if they make the takbir when they're glorifying Allah and they're praising Allah and calling out the name Allah, if they only do it from the deep recesses of their heart and not just from the tongue. تكبرت قلوب المسلمين كما تكبر ألسنتهم يوم العيد. If the heart of the believers say the takbir, like how the tongue say the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. As we see on the day of Eid, we make the takbir, but if only this takbir is said from the deep recesses of the heart, in other words, they have full certitude in the greatness of Allah, in the supremacy of Allah, in the glory of Allah, in the grandeur of Allah, in the might of Allah, in the power of Allah, and the oneness of Allah, that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the cherisher, Allah is the protector. Mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Allah has mentioned a long hadith, a hadith in Qudsi. In that hadith, one part, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. That if every single human being, every single jinn had to stand on a common platform, and everybody raising their hands and begging from Allah, each one in his own language, each one in his own word, each one begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill his dua, to fulfill his desire. Allah says, I will give each one what he wants, and nothing will decrease in my vastness. Allah is the controller of the heavens, He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the controller, and He is the owner, He is the possessor of what is below the earth and beyond the skies. He is the Malik, and He is the Sahib of the Arsh. The Arsh belongs to Him, the Kursi belongs to Him. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to channel our focus and direct our life towards that Allah. Bring about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within us. Ponder, reflect about His great favors that He has blessed us with. Every single day we enjoy the oxygen, enjoy the fresh air. We have food to eat, we have clothing, we have so many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we just seem to ignore and overlook. Take the name of Allah with passion, with feeling. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over His favors, His kindness, His mercy. If Bajwan had come and joined the congregation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as Rasulullah completed his salah, from the back, the Bajwan shouted, Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada wa la tushrik fi rahmatina ahada. Allah, give your mercy, send your mercy just upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just the two of us. Don't join anybody else in this divine mercy that you've just given two of us. Rasulullah said, come again, what did you say? Allah has brought 100 parts of His mercy and only 1% He has sent into this world. Allah's mercy is so vast, so vast, so vast, that Allah is prepared to forgive each and every one of us as long as we are sincere in our tawbah. It's not just tawbah with our tongues and still we commit with indecent acts and haram acts and immoral acts. Allah is prepared to forgive
Allah has chosen to write on his arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Allah loves us. Allah is most kind. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. So you see, if only we say the takbir from the deep recesses of our heart, we ponder and reflect, and we turn our direction that I need to please my Allah in every moment of my life. لَغَيَّرُوا وَجْهَ التَّارِيخِ. Then the Muslims will change the face of history in this world. And he says, if only we don and wear أَكْمَلُ الْأَخْلَاقِ لَوْ لَبِسُوا أَكْمَلَ الْأَخْلَاقِ كَمَا يَلْبَسُونَ أَفْخَرَ الثِّيَابِ يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ لَكَانُوا أَجْمَلَ أُمَّةٍ عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ. Put onwards. And he says, if only we wear good akhlaq and character, that's how the beauty wear the beautiful clothing on the day of Eid, and we are rejoicing. People are wearing nice kurtas and they're looking handsome and beautiful. If we only don good akhlaq and perfect character, then we will be the most beautiful ummah on the surface of the earth. People are looking, they are searching for good human beings. Somebody asked a wise man, he said, tell me, sir, I need to choose a career. Which field could I go into? Engineering, becoming a doctor, medicine, what is it? He said, go into the field of becoming a good human being. There is vast opportunities there, and there's hardly any competition that you will face. मैंने बहुत से इंसान को देखा, इस पर कपड़े नहीं थे. And so many a person, a poor man, he has no clothing. We see this in so many countries in the world, this drought, this famine, this poverty. They don't have sufficient clothing to cover the bodies. मैंने बहुत से इंसान को देखा, जिन पर कपड़े नहीं थे. और मैंने बहुत से कपड़े भी देखा, जिनके अंदर इंसान नहीं था. And he says, I have seen many a clothing, but there was no human being inside. We need to bring in our lives, inculcate within us, the akhlaq of Rasulullah s.a.w. On the day of Eid, we talk about the lessons we learned from Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s.w. Inna Ibrahim kana umma. Allah mentions various beautiful qualities of Ibrahim a.s.w. in various verses in the Holy Quran. إن إبراهيم الأواه الحليم الحليم الأواه المنيب هو الحليم أواه منيب صديق النبي الذي شاكر لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم. Various qualities, but Allah gives him the accolade and the title of being despite being a single individual. Allah regards him in the Quran as Ummah. إن إبراهيم كان Ummah. He was a nation on his own. What beautiful qualities individual people have. Collectively, he was a compendium of all these qualities. And of course, our beloved Rasulullah and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam likewise. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a nation on his own. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, a very powerful nation. But we need to bring these good qualities within us. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, listen with the ears of tolerance. Something for all of us to ponder and reflect. We go home, we have wives, we have children. Ask ourselves how tolerant we are. We have workers working for us. They do something wrong. Are we tolerant enough? He says, see with the eyes of compassion and speak with the tongue of love. We need to humble ourselves. We need to mend the hearts of people. We need to build this ummah. We need to give hope and strength to this ummah. We need to be sincere people.
loving and kind people. When we do our dealings, our transactions, at that time, don't forget the takbir that we recite on the day of Eid. Don't get involved in fraudulent dealings. Don't deceive people. Don't cheat them. Overlook. Give them more. Give preference to others over yourself. These are the teachings of Islam. This is the message of Eid. Zayd bin Abdullah al-Badri radiallahu ta'ala, a very handsome Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells his servant to purchase him a horse, and the servant purchases the horse and he comes back. Jarir asked him, how much did you pay? He said, I paid 300 dirhams. He said, no, we paid 2 less. Come take me back to the seller of this horse, I need to pay more. And as they bring, people ask, where are you going to? He says, no, this horse obviously has greater value and I want to pay more for it. He goes to the seller and he says that my servant bought this horse from you, which is 300 dirhams. I think it has much more value and I want to pay you more. And the person says, no problem, pay me more. And he says, okay, I'll give you 400. And he says, no, 400 is too less. I'll give you 500, 600, 700, 800 dirhams. From 300 dirhams, he pays him now 800 dirhams. As he's being passed, people ask, how much did you pay extra? He said, I paid another 500 dirhams. Are you going Majnoon? Are you going crazy? He says, no, I'm not crazy. When I pledge allegiance to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بايعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم. Well, I give my hand into the hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I pledge allegiance that I will establish salah in my life. I will discharge my zakah and I will be a well-wisher of every single Muslim. And I really believe that this is the price of the divorce. And I do not want to deceive this person anyway. And therefore I pay this extra. My brother, show me one person today who will pay even more. So much more for anything that he has bought. If somebody makes a mistake in the shop and we got it for next to nothing, he says, Alhamdulillah, I got it for very cheap. We are proud about it. And that is why we have become, myself, wallahi, I'm addressing myself. May Allah make me a good believer. May Allah make me a good leader. We are full of flaws and faults. May Allah give us these beautiful qualities. Everything you have bring in your heart. Kisi ne khub kaha, aksar baaghon mein likha hua hota hai. In many parks you go, perhaps in botanical garden, Japanese garden, you find a board. Phoolon ko todna mana hai. That it is prohibited to break any rose or any flower in the garden. And he says, kaash dilo mein likha hua hota. How I wish that on the heart you have written, dilo ko todna mana hai. Dilo ko todna mana hai. To break heart is prohibited. We need to be honest businessmen, honest people, truthful. Truthful to Allah, truth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truth to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true to our husbands, to our wives, our spouses, our partners, to our family members, to our friends, to our neighbors. Time has already run short. There's so many things I would have wished to share with you to the end of the story, which is very, very intriguing. It is a time of Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. We know the justice of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar was so deaf, so just, that once the emissary comes from Kisra, and he was to meet Umar the Great, radiallahu ta'ala. He goes to the masjid, thinking that he sees Umar there, radiallahu ta'ala. People say, no, he's not here. Where will I find him? Go down there, you see him under a tree. Under a tree. He goes, thinking that his nine bodyguards there. He sees Umar the Great, Amir al-Mu'mineen, fast asleep, sound asleep, with tattered clothes. Under a tree, there's no bodyguard, nobody protecting him. And then he looks at him and realizes. He says, حكمت وعجلت
فَأَمِنْتَ that he was just.
He ruled with justice amongst his citizens, amongst his people.
And therefore, he ruled with justice because peace prevailed in Medina Munawwara and in so many surrounding places. And therefore, he was able to have a good, sound sleep with no fear whatsoever. So it is his time, and we find three youngsters come dragging another person with them.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, this man has killed our father. We want to take revenge. We want qisas.
Umar Rabi asked him, what happened? They give the entire story.
My brother, did you kill your father?
He said, yes.
But it was a mistake. I didn't mean to kill him. I warned the father of these three sons. He had been grazing his camel onto my pastures and my farm. And he told him, please do not go away. He refused to listen. So I took a stone and I hurled it towards his camel, but unfortunately it struck your father and led to his death.
Umar says, he killed him. He left with qisas. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen.
I'm prepared that you take my life and you mete out the Islamic punishment upon me.
However, I've got a wife and got children, lasting children. I need to go back home, set things in order, and I promise you I'll come back.
Umar says, but he did not come back. Oh my Sahaba, is there amongst you any person who can stand guarantee for you on his behalf?
Sahaba is sitting, everybody is silent. And suddenly Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah, he stands up.
Umar, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I will be a guarantor for you.
Sahaba, Abu Dharr, what are you doing?
If this man does not come back, your life will be taken away. You will be killed in his place.
He says, no, I will stand as guarantor. And this man goes, they give him a grace of 3 days. And the first day goes, second day, and the third day, Sahaba panicking. What is going to happen to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu? And he says, just before sunset, this man comes running.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am here, I am present. I've sorted my affairs at home. Now you can meet out and execute the punishment upon me.
And when that happens, these young boys will come. And Amir al-Mu'mineen is there, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu also present.
So
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu asks, this man, the killer, said, tell me, why did you return? You could have just escaped and we couldn't have chased you. Why did you return?
He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, khashitu an yuqala fi nas.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, I fear that if you sit amongst people, ذَهَبَ الْوَفَاءُ بِالْعَهْدِ that today there is no more honesty, there is no more truthfulness, there is no person who is trustworthy, and people just break promise on the whole day.
I am making sure that this does not happen. I do not want people to say that people make false promises and people are no longer trustworthy, and therefore I return.
And when this happens, then Umar radiallahu asks Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Abu Dharr, tell me, why did you stand up?
Why did you stand as a guarantor for him?
He says, خَشِيْتُ أَيُّ قَالَ فِي النَّاسِ I fear that this will be said among people.
ذَهَبَ الْخَيْرُ فِي النَّاسِ There is no longer goodness among people.
I want to be an altruistic person to my brother, a well-wisher, one who will defend him, will assist him, and therefore I am stood in his place. And when this happens, the three boys come, the sons come and say, we have pardoned him, we have forgiven him.
Umar says, why?
He says, خَشِيْنَا أَن يُقَالَ فِي النَّاسِ We fear that people might then say that ذَهَبَ الْعَشْرُ فِي النَّاسِ that forgiveness has left the people. And therefore, we have forgiven him. My respected friends and others, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with his love, with his ma'rifat, with his muhabbat. And inshallah, if we turn towards Allah Subhanahu, especially my beloved young youth, my youth, you have great strength and potential in you. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a message for all of us. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. All Allah wants us to take a positive step forward. Like when we are slaughtering our animals, we are going to slaughter our nafs, that passions, that egos, illicit relationships we have, zina, drinking, alcohol, substance, whatever we bring wrong, we are going to say takbir on that, and we will make zaba on that,
And definitely if that happens, then we will be the best ummah in the surface of the world. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ